plate a potential nugget.
And if we maybe dive into the first one, you talk about the fact that a deep desire for causal thinking and automatic stories are too simple for the complex world. And do you make this statement in the context of the world in the last 10, 20 years, or is that something that you would say, you know, as a topic that's relevant for the last 100, 200 years? So is it a recent phenomenon, or is it a wider issue that humans have had an issue with? And also maybe reflecting on what you suggest, you talk about, you know, the need to carry three different types of stories for each story you hear. Talk to us about how you see this phenomenon, also a little bit around how we can deal with this.
Yeah, so this question about causal thinking. So humans love to figure out causality, right? It's one of the ways our mind works. And I think it's why we've been such really good problem solvers. We do that by pulling things apart, taking them apart and trying to examine them. And humans have been doing this for as long as we know, as long as we can track them. My son is using this space. My son is in university, is using this space to be rereading a lot of ancient philosophy. And you just see people trying to make sense of the causality, the way to create particular outcomes, happenings. And so I think this is a thing humans have been trying to do for a long time, and it's had extraordinary benefits. And the more interconnected the world is, the more issues of simple cause and effect are very unhelpful. So the question about whether this is new or not, humans have always loved this thing. But I think, and it's always had like its downside in an unpredictable space. But a lot of the world has been, while it's been quite unpredictable, it hasn't been so interconnected as it is right now. And so I think the downside of our causal thinking is growing as things get more complex. We see that in the COVID situation, just as we look at different governments trying to figure out what will cause the slowing of the virus without causing the ruining of the economy, right? This is the thing that so many people governments are trying to figure out. And as long as you're in a kind of linear way of thinking about the world, you're not going to be able to actually respond to the interconnecting forces, and you're not going to be able to take action quickly enough, really. So, or action that's suitable for complexity quickly enough. So you get this strange blend of people talking about COVID-19 as though we really understood the cause and effect of things, when really in this complex world, we couldn't possibly understand what makes Italy the way Italy is and what makes Singapore the way Singapore is. Like, we can just look at the little tiniest features that we think we can control. But even you and I thinking about like, what's the impact of pollution in large urban places? And does the impact of pollution, does that actually help the immune system, or does it degrade the immune system? Does it help the lungs recover? Does it degrade the possible? Like, we don't know. We don't know. And we may never know. We may never know.
True. And maybe responding to the point about the three different stories for each story, could you talk for a minute there?
Well, so we kind of fall in love with our own conclusions, and we fall in love with our own stories without even noticing their stories. You can hear it in our language. Like, you hear people say, well, it's obvious that, or it's totally clear that. I hear it in my language all the time. And almost never is it actually obvious, the thing that I'm talking about. And so forcing ourselves to listen to when we have a simple story, like, it's obvious what the government should do here. Completely not obvious what any government should do right now. Completely not obvious. And so when we hear ourselves interacting with a complex set of ideas as though it were simple, then we know that we are in this trap. And so I think the solution there is to to be able to construct a series of alternate stories, not to confuse us, but in a kind of almost a scenario planning way, not to try and get the right one, but to try to help us understand that there are these multiple possibilities. None of them are likely to be 100% right. And to help us create a kind of a flexibility of our thinking that will hold us in good stead.
One of the things Jennifer says in the book is that we find it really easy to get to describe people that are the farthest from us, but we really struggle to describe the people that are closest to us because we see them with a higher resolution. She says that it's easier to draw a curve through fewer dots than through more dots. Even as we think about navigating COVID-19, there are very simple solutions that are being offered by people around, opening up or locking down and the implications on lives and livelihoods. It's important that we are wary of this very simplistic linear narrative as people discuss these options. No easy answers, but being aware of this trap is often half the battle won. In the book, Jennifer quotes the complexity theorist Peter Coleman, who says that the pieces of the puzzle seldom fit together well. If they do, beware. Thank you for listening. For more content across 50 plus speakers, 500 plus nuggets, painstakingly curated across 65 odd themes, please visit playtopotential.com. You can also find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcast Player, and most other podcast platforms.